It's sea turtle nesting season, when turtles crawl up onto Georgia beaches at night to lay eggs. Every morning, volunteers walk the beach to look for the nests and block them off so people don't disturb them. I recently tagged along for a nest survey on Tybee Island.
That's a big job. That's a big responsibility. But I like it. I get to work with sea turtles. Who else can say that? We get to hold a baby when they're hatching. It's pretty rare. So what we're looking for, you're gonna see a track. It looks like a tractor track from the water to the dune area. I'm Tammy Smith, and I'm the sea turtle coordinator for the Tybee Island Sea Turtle Project. Tybee typically will start seeing nests mid-May, although this year was May 10th, was our first nest. And we're usually done with nesting females by the end of August. There comes the sun. Right here to watch the sunset, sunrise. It's fixing to come up above the clouds. Yeah, we have a nest right up here that we found just the other morning. It was one that was relocated because it was too close to the high tide line. This is not a good spot, but if a nest is not within is less than 25 feet above this high tide line, we're going to move it. Because later in the season, especially the nests that are laid later in the year, it's probably going to get washed over or sometimes washed away. So we relocate if it's too close to a high tide line. We might have a crawl up here. See the line going down? I don't see a disturbed area though. So what I'm going to do, it's just a false crawl. See how she crawled up and crawled out. I'm going to get a picture though. And I have to GPS it. So she just crawled up and crawled out. I can show you. Give me a second. This is going to be her out track. You can see how it's pushed back. And I can tell it's a loggerhead because the flipper tracks are alternating. They're not side by side. So if you look at the tracks, they're alternating. So that's where she came in. Whatever reason, didn't like it and turned right back out towards the water.
Is this made from a turtle?
Yes, ma'am. A loggerhead? Yes, ma'am. Just a false crawl. She didn't leave a nest.
No.
No nest. Something scared her away. People are curious. And that's part of our project as we educate. What kind of turtle? How do you know? Why are you moving? If I have to move a nest, why are you moving the nest? What are the eggs like? How long does it take? Can we hold an egg? No. And then during the hatching part of the season, we're on the beach every night with the nest that's in the window. And so they'll want to know why we're sitting here. What are we going to do? Sometimes we have an idea when it's going to hatch. Sometimes we have no idea. And so when we get close to that hatching window, we just start monitoring and looking for field signs of some activity in the nest. So what happens, the nest is an upside down light bulb, fat on the bottom, narrow at the top. And so when the babies are breaking out of their eggshells and they're all crawling around, that sand is settling. Just think if you take a bowl and set it on the sand, it leaves an impression. So it looks like a bowl's been sitting on top. And our role then is just to make sure the babies make it to the water.
Tammy Smith is the coordinator of the Tybee Island Sea Turtle Project.